Clean water, no chemicals, methods that actually work. If you have ever wondered how to disinfect water without chemicals, the answer comes down to physics, energy, and oxygen. Heat, ultraviolet light, ozone, and ultrafine filtration can all neutralize pathogens without leaving a single chemical residue behind. These methods are not workarounds or compromises. They are the same technologies that municipal plants, bottlers, hospitals, and food producers rely on when contamination is not an option. This article walks through the methods that actually work, how they compare, and where each one fits best. Why chemical-free disinfection matters. Chlorine, bromine, and other chemical disinfectants have been the default for decades, and they are effective at killing pathogens. The problem is what they leave behind. Chlorination of water containing organic matter produces trihalomethanes and haloacetic acids, both regulated by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency as probable carcinogens. Chemical residuals also alter taste, damage sensitive equipment, and disqualify water for use in pharmaceuticals, semiconductor manufacturing, and certain food applications. For homeowners, growers, beverage producers, and aquaculture operators, removing the chemical step solves two problems at once. The water becomes safer to consume and cleaner to use in every downstream process. The core principles of chemical-free disinfection. Every chemical-free method works by attacking pathogens through a physical or energy-based mechanism rather than a chemical reaction with the cell. Heat denatures proteins. Ultraviolet light damages DNA and RNA so microorganisms cannot replicate. Ozone oxidizes cell walls using an unstable oxygen molecule that reverts to ordinary O2 once the work is done. Filtration physically blocks pathogens from passing through, separating them from the water entirely. None of these methods deposit foreign compounds into the water. The disinfection happens, and the water MOVs.